I'm riding along with Don Haga. He's normally in charge of Outbox's operations. Today, he's taking a shift as an unpostman. That's what Outbox calls the guys who pick up their customers' mail. We're in the company's signature white Prius with a giant red mailbox flag attached. The car looks like a mailbox on wheels. We stop in front of a downtown apartment building.
We just have one customer here.
Haga walks to the bank of mailboxes inside. He holds a giant ring of keys.
308. Here we go. So this one we had a National Geographic. So yeah, we're just going to take this back, accumulate these in a, we call it tote, and on to the next stop.
Later at the operations center, Outbox workers open and scan letters, catalogs, and flyers. Customers log in to Outbox's website to see their now digital mail. You never have to go to your mailbox. The cost, about $5 a month. Founders Will Davis and Evan Baer came up with the idea after graduating from Harvard Business School. Davis says they started talking with people about their mail service and heard the same complaints, mostly about the volume of junk mail.
Really, the problem is going to that mailbox and then having a pile of crap that you had to take back to your house that's been thrust and forced on you by the USPS.
They focused on women and on households that don't get their mail delivered to the front door. Apartments and newer home communities served by what the U.S. Postal Service calls cluster boxes.
It works great. I love it. It has done everything I wanted it to do.
Customer Marcia Navratil heard about Outbox from a friend, a former letter carrier for the post office. Navratil says she hated getting the mail, especially the junk mail.
I don't know why anyone wouldn't get their mail this way, unless you just really like having paper delivered to your house.
All that love is not sitting well with the Postal Service. Early on, Outbox's co-founders had a meeting with U.S. Postmaster General Patrick Donahoe to pitch their idea. Davis remembers the moment.
He looked at us and said, well, that's where we have a misunderstanding. You disrupt my service, and we will never work with you.
Co-founder Evan Baer says Outbox works with permission from the customer and at a point where the USPS job is done.
The U.S. Postal Service, understandably, is very protective of the integrity of the mail stream, and we actually exist at the end of that stream. We're not doing it on behalf of the Postal Service, we're doing it on behalf of the user.
The post office didn't want to comment on tape for this story, and it wouldn't say whether it thinks undelivering the mail is legal. The agency did issue a statement saying it's, quote, focused on providing an essential service in our mission to serve the American public and does not view Outbox as supporting that mission, unquote. Outbox says they're losing money only charging $4.99 a month, and the more customers they have, the faster they'll lose it. But they're playing a long game. They want to connect people directly to companies that are now sending paper bills and statements. Baer thinks those businesses will pay Outbox to send bills digitally, avoiding the cost of mailing them. Eventually, he hopes, that would cover the cost of their undelivery service.
We'd probably actually like to make Outbox a free service for the customer, just like it's free to be a customer of the U.S. Postal Service.
There are a few other companies in the business of changing paper mail into digital mail. Doxo and Zoombox are the best known. Both of those companies have big financial backers, while Outbox is burning through its initial $2.2 million investment with its admittedly money-losing business model. But with the post office losing billions every year, even forcing it to cancel Saturday delivery later this year, the market for digital delivery services like Outbox might be growing. Mark Dewey, KUT News.